Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Hafnan with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, May 11. A woman has been found dead inside a car submerged in floodwaters north of Mackay as parts of Queensland are again pummeled by heavy rain. 3 people were in the car at the time, with the other 2 managing to escape. By the time swift water rescue crews reached the vehicle, the woman couldn't be saved. Townsville recorded more than 100 millimetres of rainfall overnight, with another 250 mils forecast across Wednesday and Thursday. Warnings extend from some central Queensland rivers up to the far north of the state. Sydney University is leading the international consortium hoping to develop a variant-proof version of the COVID-19 vaccine. The consortium has received a $27 million grant from the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations to develop a vaccine to provide broad protection against all known SARS-CoV-2 variants of concern as well as future variants. Federal government figures show more than 95% of Australians aged over 16 have received 2 doses of an original COVID vaccine, with 13.5 million receiving a third jab. And luxury fashion house Balenciaga is selling limited edition, severely tattered and distressed shoes for an unbelievable figure. According to the company, just 100 pairs of extra destroyed Paris sneakers will be available to buy for $1,850. The shoes are part of the fashion house's latest ad campaign, meant to symbolise that sneakers are meant to be worn for a lifetime. The standard, less roughed up versions are being sold on the Balenciaga website for between $495 and $625. Now, here's Jim Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Another closely watched measure of consumer confidence, the monthly survey from Westpac and the Melbourne Institute, has confirmed that sentiment has sharply deteriorated in the wake of rising living costs and last week's RBA rate hike. According to the poll, confidence hasn't been this depressed since August 2020. Woolworths has turned on paying with QR codes, allowing customers to link rewards and gift cards to payments for a more efficient checkout experience. Customers will be able to scan a unique QR code at checkouts, which can link to their everyday rewards accounts and their credit cards. Apple has announced it will discontinue the iPod after 21 years, with many of its features now available on other of its products. The original iteration of the device was launched in 2001. By 2011, the iPod held a 70% global market share among MP3 players. After a sharp fall this morning, the ASX 200 has clawed its way back to be only slightly lower by lunchtime. Shares in Link Group are weighing heavily on the index, with the company putting its shares into a trading halt after they fell 12%. The IT company, which is close to being acquired, says it is not aware of the reason for the tumble in its shares. Finally, some relief on Wall Street, with the benchmark S&P 500 index and the tech-heavy Nasdaq finishing in positive territory. The Dow Jones index, however, did close slightly lower. The Australian dollar is still stuck under 70 US cents. It's now buying 69.59 US cents, 66.0 euro cents, and $1.10 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Wednesday, May 11, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma, and that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.